The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
For VOA Business Scene, I'm Ira Mel. Chinese industrial giant Jingye Group has agreed to buy bankrupt British Steel for an undisclosed amount. The official receiver said a rescue deal that saves thousands of jobs. Jingye added separately that it would invest $1.5 billion over the next decade to place the business, which collapsed in May, on a competitive and sustainable footing. Jingye will purchase British Steel's sprawling steelworks in Scunthorpe, northern England, as well as its other UK mills. Some 5,000 people are employed by British Steel, while another 20,000 jobs have links to its supply chain. Jingye added the pair will together form a global giant.
This is good news for steel workers and their families locally. It's good news for our steel community. It's generally speaking a very positive day for everybody. But there's still a job to do in completing this deal. So it's important that Jingye sit down and work things through with the trade unions and other regulatory matters so that we can move on in a positive way.
Jingye plans to invest $1 billion over the next 10 years in upgrading the plants and machinery, improving environmental performance, and boosting energy efficiency. The business will continue to trade as normal until completion, which is conditional on a regulatory approval. Tens of thousands of young Indians are switching from buying to renting so they can live life with few strings attached. That's one of a growing number of Indian millennials bucking traditional norms and instead opting to rent everything from furniture to iPhones. Even businesses are renting their office furnishings, according to budding entrepreneur Vandita Morarka. When Morarka set up her nonprofit One Future Collective in 2017, she rented nearly everything she needed and funneled the savings from not having a one-off outlay into paying salaries to her staff of 25 people.
So it seemed like the easier and cheaper option to rent things that I needed and then also change them around as and when our needs shifted. So for example, if we stopped needing a laptop as much, we could switch to using a cyber cafe.
From ride-hailing apps to communal office spaces, the sharing economy is a global phenomenon that is expected to generate annual revenues of $335 billion by 2025. Bangalore-based firm rents out furniture as well as appliances, gym equipment, iPhones, and smart home devices such as Google Home and Amazon Echo. For many millennials, choosing the rental option is as much about taking a road less traveled as it is about saving money. For VOA Business Scene, I'm Ira Mel.
That was a program from the Voice of America.